Welcome to Nina's Nihongo Zone, the monthly bonus episode in which I talk about all things Japanese language. This month, we are covering a topic requested by Tom. What are the Japanese names for the planets, and where did they come from? He was specifically thinking of Zeta Gundam and the use of the English for Jupiter in the name Jupitress versus the use of the Japanese name for Jupiter, Mokusei, when discussing the planet. First, let's talk about Earth, or Chikyu. It uses the chi for ground or earth, and the kyu means ball or sphere. Like many of the other planet names, it came to Japanese from Chinese, but interestingly, this specific combination of kanji to name the planet on which we live was coined by a Jesuit missionary, Matteo Ricci, who lived in China from 1582 to 1610. Among other things, he was the first European to enter the Forbidden City in Beijing, having been invited by the emperor, who sought Ricci's services as a court astronomer. All of the other planet names end in the character for star, which in compound words is usually pronounced sei. So Mercury is suisei, or water star. Venus is kinsei, or gold or metal star. Mars is kasei, or fire star. Jupiter is mokusei, or wood star. And Saturn is dosei, or earth star. These five are the ones closest to Earth, and all of them are, under the right conditions, visible to the naked eye. The names come to Japanese from Middle Chinese, and you'll notice they represent each of the five elements, or more accurately, phases, from the Chinese philosophy Wu Xing. I'm sure my pronunciation is awful, I'm very sorry. But the five phases being water, metal, fire, wood, and earth. The name for this philosophy in Japanese is Gogyo. The kanji are the kanji for the number 5, and the kanji for go, or move, as in iku. The system itself is named for the planets. In Chinese, these five planets were referred to as moving stars, and were considered to create and shape life on Earth. You may have noticed that these also correspond to 5 of the 7 days of the week in contemporary Japanese. Kaiyobi and kasei, suiyobi and suisei, mokuyobi and mokusei, kinyobi and kinsei, doyobi and dosei, with the last 2 days being named for the sun and the moon. In Chinese, the sun, moon, and 5 visible planets were referred to as the 7 luminaries. The Hellenistic system of 7-day weeks was present in China by the 4th century, although it's unclear how it arrived. It was later taken to Japan by Kobo Daishi, also known as Kukai, a Buddhist monk and founder of the Shingon sect, also a noted calligrapher whose work I've studied and copied for practice many a time. The 7-day week was in use in Japan as early as 1007, which was during the Heian period, but was not in widespread use until the Meiji period. And the planetary associations with the days of the week is consistent with how the days of the week were named in Latin, as opposed to modern English, where Tuesday through Friday are named for Norse gods. Finally, we have Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. As these were discovered later, their names in Japanese are more or less translations of their English names. Uranus is Tennosei, Tenno meaning king of the heavens. Neptune is Kaiyosei, with Kaiyo meaning king of the sea. And Pluto is Meiyosei, Meiyo meaning king of the underworld. Although the character pronounced Mei here usually just means dark, there's at least one other word I found where it means the afterlife. And there you have it, a bit of etymology on the Japanese names for the planets in our solar system. Don't forget, if you have an idea for a Nina's Nihongo Zone topic or a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at gundampodcast@gmail.com or leave a comment on Patreon. The intro song is The City by The Kyoto Connection. The outro song is Brain Power by Mila. You can find links and more in the show notes, and as always, thanks for listening.